Tomorrow on Head Games, Luke Jensen on the Australian Open, Jared Bell from USA Today, Howie Long. Marlon McCree said after that game between the Patriots and the Chargers that I was trying to make a play. Well, all he had to do, he didn't have to make a play, he just had to knock the ball down. Is that symptomatic of Marty Schottenheimer and teams, unlike the Patriots, that just make mental mistakes at the wrong time?
Seth? You want to take that one?
I don't think so. I think that, you know, as a player, you're trying to make a play. And they look to him as the captain of that secondary to make the play. And, you know, it's instinctual. You know, it's just in you, you know, to try to make a play under those circumstances. He just made a bad decision. I mean, what he did was nothing more than a quarterback dropping back, not seeing anything there. Instead of throwing it away, moving on to third down, he decides to try to fit something in and throws an interception, you know, at the wrong time in the football game. That's all it is. Just made a bad decision.
Yeah,
and I don't think it has anything to do with Marty per se. I mean, Marty's prepared them. I mean, he's prepared that football team to go out and play well and win. You know, he can't put the pads on and go out and make the plays for him. You know, I mean, some of the blame he has to shoulder because the coordinators made some bad decisions. But you know, for the most part, the players play and the coach is coach.
Yeah, you know,
Seth, thanks for joining us today. Howie, just rapid fire here. What do you think of the situation with Marty? The actual thought that they would consider firing one of the best coaches in the NFL and Marty Schottenheimer.
You know, I know the relationship there with him and the general manager is strained at best, but I think it's hard to let go of a 14-2. I think what you saw was you saw a New England Patriots team, and I think a microcosm of who the Patriots are is the Troy Brown play, you know. And I think there's a San Diego team that just got there for the first time, and it's a learning experience. Take care.
Thank you, Seth. Again, as always, we appreciate it, buddy. You're the best.
All right, then.
Tomorrow, Jared Bell from USA Today, Luke Jensen on the Australian Open, and more. I want to thank Howie Long, Jim Beatty, Seth Joyner. Thanks for listening to Head Games Radio. My picks are Indianapolis is going to get over it this weekend because of the one thing that people haven't talked about, the fact that they had their season stolen from them last year with the suicide of Tony Dungy's son and what that did to distract them. They're on a mission this year. Watch for Indianapolis surprising everybody. Thanks for listening to Head Games Radio. Go to Head Games Radio for all the highlights. HeadGamesRadio.com.